Hi, I'm Frank Nora.
We had to switch tapes because we ran out of room again. Okay, and we'll be right back with Mr. John right after these commercial messages.
When I eat yogurt that I need, I can sit on a cool mountain with a breeze blowing through my hair. And I know what this will never be.
York, peppermint patty. Get the sensation.
Well, what?
When I eat a yogurt patty, I get an intuition. I'm on a cool mountain with the breeze blowing through my long white dress. I mean, white dress.
York, peppermint patty. Get the sensation.
See, would you like every weekday at 2 p.m.
Thank you.
See the Frank Nora Show every weekday at 4 p.m.
Thank you.
And see Nose of the Clowns cartoons every weekday at 3 p.m. And see the 4:30 movie every weekday at 4:30 p.m. And don't miss Star Blazers at 5 p.m. And Grandma and Grandpa, the new show, at 10 p.m.
And...
Da, 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 da.
I like it better than Mr.
Rob. Mr. John is coming presently. Okay, we were experiencing some operating difficulties. Okay, John, well, have you anything more to say? Say no.
No. Yeah, I'm very happy to be on the show.
Okay, now it's time for Miss Julie. Miss Julie, come here. Sit.
I'm going to stay with you and join you talking to Miss Julie.
Okay? Well, if you want to. Hello, Miss Julie. What do you do?
I'm an actor, and I love actors.
Well, I know, can you guess who the secret guest star is going to be?
I know. Is it the Hulk or
is it Mr. Frank? Is it Mr. Frank?
No.
Is it the Hulk or any...
Mr. Rogers.
No.
Is it any, the whole
okay, now just tell me. Are you on a show, Julie?
Yeah.
You're on the Julie Kimmel show, right?
Yeah.
Julie Live.
Yeah.
You go, do your thank you.
Thank you.
Then the old lady in the film says to go, I don't know, John.
I don't know, George.
I just know it all.
Okay, and who's George in your shows, Mr. Frank Nora, right?
I'm George.
I'm George.
No, he's my son in the show.
Well, no,
and
I'm...
the husband, Peter, is him.
No,
the
but
John.
In your show, I make the voice. Now it's time for Mr. John, the dancing man! I just received a letter. It says, "You're sorry. We're experiencing operating difficulties. We were experiencing operating difficulties when we were doing the 4:30 movie. So the end of the 4:30 movie will be done right now, and the Frank Nora show will be cut." What? No! I can't. You can't cut my show. No!
Okay. We won't.
Yes. We have to. Now for the end of the 4:30 movie.
Then we'll come back to you, okay?
Yes. The creature looked like a tomato, and he had a Milton Bradley sticker on him because he was a toy from Milton Bradley. He went up to the corral center, killed everybody on board the space station. That Captain Drew and his waitress were the only ones left on board. They went off and they shot him with a laser, with a very powerful laser gun, and they destroyed him, and that's the end.
Okay, and now back to Frank Marshall. Thank you. I'm sorry I had such a big fit. Okay, now, the secret guest. As you might have well not known.
I thought it was some kind of superhero or something.
Right now, the first one of you is Mr. John and Mrs. With Miss Julie. First one, I guess, is going to,
Dudu Ho or Mary?
No, it's somebody whose name begins with K. Big celebrity.
Katie, Mr. Rogers.
No, Katie Sackenfield.
Katie?
The biggest
sensation in the whole world.
How dare you? I'm much popular than her.
Well, she's a secret guest star, and she'll be here. Well, I don't know. Well, she'll be on an interview with me later on this
How
station.
How dare you not say that?
It's
I
the end of the Frank Gore Show.
Now
it's time for some commercials. God, with only one hand. It's such a boring day.
Yeah.
Let's see a movie. Crummy day. Let's see a movie.
I have to get Aunt Petunia since she kisses me on the lips.
Hey, why don't we see a movie?
Yay, all right.
Ding. This is channel 67, www. Next on www is the Super Disgusting Movie with your host, John Mora.
Mr. John.
Hello. This is Mr. John. Today, our super disgusting movie will be Alice in Vomitland. Alice in Vomitland. Our story starts out with Alice going to the forest she's sleeping with her sister, and her sister is throwing up now because she ate too much. Her sister had to go home because she was sick. Alice and her little cat were barking too. But then a rabbit came and was barking too, and he had vomit all over him. He must have barked before. And so they chased him to a big throat that vomit was coming up. And they had to go in, and they went down. Went down to vomit land, where everything threw up constantly. Everything died because they couldn't eat. Every time they tried to eat, they would throw up. And they couldn't eat because they would always throw up all over the food. And the throw up went in the eyes and everything. But the queen, so Alice had to go face.
Oh,
meanwhile, she had to go face the queen of farts. The queen of farts farted all over the place, farted in people's faces to make them mad, you know. She was really disgusting and jerky all day. She had to join her in a vomit K match where you had to have vomit involved and throw the vomit. It would explode and a big vomit all over a marker, and the vomit would... People would lick up the vomit and they would see where it was. But Alice won. And that time she got passage back. Before she could go back, she met the mad farmer. And he had fart all in his tea and drank it up. And he farted all over everybody like the queen of farts. But finally she got back up and she found out it was all just a dream. But she was still farting of the dream. She was so scared. The end. And that was the super disgusting movie for today. This is John Nora. John Nora, well, that's my real name. Mr. John, signing off. See you next week on the super disgusting movie.
I am Old Cow, and that's from us, Old Sam.
I'll wash my face out with soap. Send me to bed for the rest of the day. And no dinner, no breakfast, no lunch, for 2 hours, days, and a steak, 30 slots.
Oh, well.
Hey, you
know don't miss Silly Girl, the 4:30 movie, tomorrow. It's 5 o'clock, and instead of Star Blazers, it's going to be a special. The special is
Disco Train.
The first song is a disco dance machine.
Go! disco, 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 dance machine. Disco, disco, you know what I mean. Disco, 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 dance machine. Disco, disco, you know what I mean. Disco, 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 dance machine. Disco, disco, you know what I mean. Disco, 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 dance machine.
Wow, that was really great.
Hi, I'm Wolfman Joe.
Yeah, baby.
This is my brother, Wolfman John.
This is
Ginger. She's gonna sing for you. Go on.
Let me entertain you.
No, go faster.
Let me make you laugh. Let me have some
trick.
Let me entertain you. Let me make you laugh. I'll teach you some old tricks. New tricks.
Grandma's home. I can't afford to buy her a new home. Cool it.
Hey man, we're cool, man. We're cool. Enough now for the three Canary Sisters singing their favorite song. It's Big Ray.
Gregory, Craig, Gregory, Craig. It's so dusty. Seven different weeks. He wore them up. He wore them down. To please the people.
For today. See you next week. Goodbye.
That was the end of Disco Train. Now a pause for commercials.
Oh, better wait there for a while.
Here's the new from Hasbro. The old lady needs a pillow doll. And here's what she can do. You press the button and she says this. An old lady needs a pillow. Another button, she says this. I don't know. I just don't know. Another button. And she says, I'm very tired. I think I need a blanket and a pillow. And from Hasbro. And she also comes with a whistle.
You're taking me.
And,
I know the clown here has to leave for home now. See you tomorrow, kids. Okay, bye. Ha ha, get it? Ha ha.
Hello, this is Frank Nora again, and this is the time for the candid interview with, what's his name? Katie Sevenfield. Okay, here she is. Hello there. I hear that you have been in a lot of movies these days, right? And you have been singing. Can you sing a song for us?
Why not?
Because I don't want to!
What do you do, actually? You're on WWW, aren't you?
No, not WWW, whatever.
Are you on Channel 67?
Who cares if I am on Channel 8?
You're on Channel 8. Now, what do you do?
Sing.
Sing a song for us.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes.
Because why?
I don't feel like it.
You know, you were the secret guest star. So, sing something.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Okay, it's a very nice interview, but now we're going to have to have...
Cut it out.
Now we're going to have to pause for commercials. And after that, we're going to have... Little House in the Sea. Okay, now for the commercials.
I'm going
right,
to be...
John,
you have to be Peter, not to be the George.
Here, from Hasbro, a new doll, and I might need a pillow!
And George, ba 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 ba
And the old lady needs a pillow.
I don't know. I just don't know.
And the old lady needs a pillow. And I need a blanket, too. And here's another one. I'm very tired, I think.
And remember, you can't forget her cat.
Meow, 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 meow,